when we started developing these casinos, I know a lot of folks, Washington's white folks, they are the impression that when we build our casinos that this was somehow subsidized by the U.S. government in terms of helping with the finances. And we never got one red cent from the state or the U.S. government to start the casinos. I was the one to build the first casino here. It was down below the hill here. We called it Firefly Creek Casino at the time. It's now changed to Prairie's Edge. I was chairman at the time. I begged, borrowed, and stole in order to get the funds raised to build the first casino. Never had one cent from anybody, other than the fact that we borrowed money and we paid back 30% on the money we borrowed. And of course, some reservations, when they built theirs, they paid as much as 50% on a dollar that they borrowed. Highway robbery, but that was the only way we could start them. But a lot of folks are under a misconception that these were subsidized somehow by the U.S. government. No way.